From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. The University of Missouri Colleges of Engineering and Education are hosting a STEM camp this weekend for low-income and underrepresented elementary school students. Betsy Smith has more.
Students will learn college-level science and engineering concepts by doing age-appropriate activities. Tujan Rahal is the director of the Diversity and Outreach Initiative at the College of Engineering. She says there is a lot of interest in the camp and wants as many students as possible to be able to participate.
So there's lots of avenues, and I think having that STEM career awareness aspect is really important for these young kids as they decide what they want to do with their lives.
A Senate bill passed Friday encouraging Missouri high school students to take computer science classes in an online class about STEM careers. Rahal says she is pleased to see the state spreading STEM awareness. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News.
City workers will receive pay increases for the 2019 fiscal year after the council approved the budget last night. The Columbia Missourian reports the pay increases include raising the minimum pay for all permanent positions to $15 an hour, moving eligible employees to the midpoint of their pay scales, and giving trash collectors an additional $2 an hour, among other increases. These pay plan changes will cost the city $3.1 million. About $1.2 million will come from the general fund, and the rest will come from cuts to various departments. Both of Missouri's senators want their colleagues to investigate allegations of sexual assault against President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Jason Rosenbaum has more.
A California professor told the Washington Post on Sunday that Brett Kavanaugh forced himself on her during a party more than three decades ago. Kavanaugh has denied the accusation. Kavanaugh was supposed to get a Judiciary Committee vote later this week. But in a statement, Republican Senator Roy Blunt said, quote, "These are serious allegations that need to be looked at closely by the committee before any other action is taken." Blunt's Democratic colleague, Senator Claire McCaskill, said in her own statement that she is, quote, "deeply troubled by these allegations. They should be examined thoroughly and fairly by the Judiciary Committee without any artificial timeline." Before the allegations were made public, Blunt announced his support for Kavanaugh's nomination. McCaskill hasn't said yet how she'll vote. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Two Missouri healthcare groups are calling on Republican U.S. Senate candidate Josh Hawley to explain why he wants to end the Affordable Care Act, including protections against people with pre-existing conditions. In February, Hawley filed a lawsuit seeking to strike down the Affordable Care Act. Tom Bastian of Protect Our Care Missouri says he wants to know why Hawley claims he is for protecting people with pre-existing conditions, since he says his actions show otherwise.
There's one simple action that he can take. If he's truly for protecting people with pre-existing conditions, drop the lawsuit.
I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.